Thank you, Don. It's 808-720-WGN. I'm Andrea Darlis with you until 10 o'clock. Then Patty Vasquez and Nick DiGilio takes over the reins after Patty. So excited to have on the phone with me tonight Lori Lightfoot. She wants to be the next mayor of the city of Chicago. Either way, she will be the first, would be the first African-American female to run the city of Chicago. Lori, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Thank you very much. I know when Patty and I were hosting before together, you were one of the first candidates we had on. So it's almost right. Come full circle here. So thank you for being with us.
Oh, no, it's good to be back with you.
All right. So what's going through your mind? Tell us firsthand what's going through your mind on election night. The results are starting to come in. You're starting to take the lead. You're starting to take a commanding lead. What's going through your mind at this point?
Well, truthfully, I was kind of bunkered down in a room watching their Duke-Virginia Tech game. And I told folks, let me know, you know, when it's close to having all the precincts reporting. So I'm sitting there and I'm listening, and then I hear this roar of applause and happiness. And so I think, well, that actually probably sounds like a good sign, but I still didn't know. And then I hear, you know, all this movement. And then eventually I said, okay, the Duke game's over, going to the next game. I think it was Wisconsin playing somebody. So I finally said, all right, let's figure this out.
Right. And then you took a few deep breaths. Oh, did we lose Lori?
Super excited.
Oh, there she is. Okay.
Feeling very, very humble.
Well, yeah. We lost you for 1 second. Repeat the last thing of what you said. That was our fault. We had a little drop in the phone line there.
Oh, no. I just said once I started to understand, you know, kind of where we were, and as more and more of the precincts were reporting, it definitely was a surreal moment. We had put an enormous amount of hard work in, really from the very beginning of the campaign, but particularly we had enormous outpouring of volunteer support. People were out in all kinds of inclement weather. So it's just humbling to think about how all that work culminated into a victory last Tuesday night, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And also just, it's humbling to think about people supporting you. You know, I grew up in pretty modest circumstances. I was a kid in a working class family. My parents sacrificed really, really hard every single day to help make our lives better. So from where I came from to where I am now, it was unimaginable.
Did you?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, when you were younger, did you ever aspire? Did you ever think, I want to be the mayor of this city? Did you ever think that?
No. And frankly, ask me if I thought about this 2 years ago, and I would say no. Look, I care deeply about the city. I think it's a great city. I just want to make sure that greatness. And the opportunity to spread to people in every neighborhood. That's what really motivated me to start thinking about this possibility and to put me on this path.
Lori, you have campaigned on change. You're the progressive candidate. Explain a little bit what that means. We know change, but everyone just is referring to you as the progressive candidate. Explain what that means and why you want to see change for this city.
Well, look, I think what people feel, and I certainly agree, is that we can't keep going on in the status quo. We have, for way too long, had a broken political machine, had a grip on everything in our city, not just the politics, but also, frankly, business. And, you know, whether or not you wanted to get a sign or get a permit for a block party, all of that had to be vetted through the political machine, and people are sick of it. They're sick and tired of the same old, same old. So what this means, and I think what this means for us as a city and as a community, is an opportunity to break from the machine path. This election, particularly now with me versus Tony Preckwinkle, is, do you want the same old, same old, or do you want something new? Do you want an independent, reform-minded candidate, or do you want somebody who represents the status quo, who's climbed up the political ladder? You want a government that is actually going to be responsive to the needs of the city and reflect the lived experience of people everywhere in the way in which we govern. Those are the stark choices that we have in this race.
I do agree. I think people are tired of politics as usual and the machine and corruption, but it's a huge financial responsibility. How do you keep taxes down and not raise taxes while still making reforms and making much needed changes to the city?
Well, first of all, we have to make government run in a much more fiscally responsible way. And, you know, I talk a lot about, frankly, one of the worst, I think, excesses, which is police settlements, judgments, and attorney's fees, about which there doesn't seem to be any real sense of urgency to make sure that we're doing everything that we can to take our responsibility as fiscal stewards of people's precious tax dollars seriously. So we're going to have a tough conversation around revenue. There's no avoiding that. But I think we've got to build the case for revenue by demonstrating we hear them, mm-hmm. that we're not going to continue to nickel and dime them. And morally, more importantly, we're not going to squander their precious tax dollars.
Talking to Lori Lightfoot, she wants to be the next mayor of the city of Chicago. And Lori, let's talk a little bit about pensions. You made some mm-hmm. very great and very interesting statements over the weekend, too, about keeping the current workers' pensions intact, but yet still acknowledging that there is a need for pension reform going forward.
Yeah. Well, listen, here's what I think about pensions. You know, as a kid who grew up in a steel town where a lot of the men who worked in the mills lost their pensions when the steel industry tanked, and those guys had to scramble to find replacement income that they had relying upon. I believe that pensions are a promise. I think it's critically important that we not do anything to pull the rug out from under the people who are already rely upon pension benefits and the people who are in the system. Now, that means we're going to have a lot of tough choices and conversations, but pensions really have to be a promise, and the city has an obligation to live up to that promise.
You also sent out a tweet last week saying that you think the new police academy and the Lincoln Yard should be a decision, whatever it is, that's made by the next mayor and the next administration, which is probably a fair statement. Expand on that a little bit.
Well, look, I think that we're talking about making significant investments, right? Obviously, a $95 million public safety building isn't the same as $1.2 billion. But the common thread between those two proposed investments is we haven't engaged members of those communities that are going to be most directly affected in a conversation about what they want. We haven't done, I think, the necessary work, and particularly on Lincoln Yards, to look at what's going to be the impact on transportation, infrastructure, schools. Those are all important questions that must be answered before we sign off on giving $1.2 billion in taxpayer-funded money to help support those developments. But developments are important. They're absolutely the lifeblood of our economy. But we have to do it in a thoughtful and smart way that reflects the concerns, the aspirations, the support of people in the communities who are going to be affected. And neither of those two projects, whether it's the so-called Cop Academy or Lincoln Yards, to my way of looking at it, are true to, I think, those basic concepts of the kind of conversation and dialogue that we have to have with people whose lives are going to be affected by the expenditure of those resources.
Right. So you're not saying no to a new police training academy, or no to Lincoln Yards. It's just, let's have a discussion with community input and have the next administration decide. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're you know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks away from an election. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a new mayor. We're going to have a new look in city council. Why can't we wait to have that conversation with the new administration who's going to be living with the consequences of these decisions? That's what makes sense to me. In a democracy, rushing all these things through, tying the hand of the next mayor and the next city council, makes no sense to me whatsoever.
We're talking to Lori Lightfoot, who wants to be the next mayor of the city of Chicago. Did you see, I know people say don't put a lot of stock in polls and whatnot, but I remember before the election, Lori, you were saying to someone, I want to say it was our political reporter, wait, because there's going to be a surge. There's going to be a surge. And sure enough, there was a surge on election night. So I have to say, maybe you're a little bit of a soothsayer or a good fortune teller, but you have to have a little bit of excitement seeing the poll that just came out today, that it was an independent poll. 58% you have, and to Tony Preckwinkle's 32%. Do you put any credence in polls, or do you look at that and think, all right, this is, you get a little bit of a little excited when you see that?
Yeah, well, look, I'm not going to play political prognosticator. And look, we are the underdog in this race. No two bones about it. We're going up against somebody who's got, you know, 100% name recognition, who's been in elected officials for decades, and frankly, who is going to have money that far exceeds what we're ever going to raise. So, you know, I want to make sure that people understand we're not letting up. We're not going to take our foot off the gas, and we're not going to start reading our headlines and say, oh, we're good. No, we're still the underdog, and we're going to run this race like that to the finish line.
You both put out ads on the same day. Tony Preckwinkle's, decidedly so, was a little bit more negative. Yours was not.
A little
negative. I would even, you know, journalistically say it was a bit negative. Yours was not. I mean, was that a strategy? Are you going to try in these next 4 weeks to stay more positive and not engage in that mudslinging?
Listen, I think people in this city and frankly across the country are sick and tired of divisive, nasty rhetoric, particularly coming out of Washington, D.C. We get a daily dose of it. What people want to know is, what's your vision for the future? How is what you're going to do going to impact, and more to the point, improve my quality of life? I think we have an obligation, which I take very seriously, to articulate a positive vision for the future so that people can take the measure of both of us. That is what I'm going to continue to do from now through the polls closing on April 2nd. Look, I'm not going to let anybody walk all over me. And, you know, unfortunately, we're seeing a lot of negativity from Tony Preckwinkle's camp. But I don't think people are going to respond to that. People want to know, how are you going to help me, my family, my neighborhood, this city? And I feel like I've got an obligation to answer that call, and rightfully so.
If you are the next mayor of the city of Chicago, what are you on April 3rd, or maybe we'll give you an extra day, maybe April 4th or 5th. What's one of the first one or two things that you want to just hit the ground running with, Lori?
Well, listen, I've said if I'm the winner on April 2nd, that night, I'm reaching out to Superintendent Johnson and arranging a meeting with him and an executive team, because we have to get our city safe. We have to make sure that our kids are no longer accepting fear as the norm. That's unacceptable to me. And frankly, getting a handle on the violence and having a real strategy, not just to reduce it temporarily, but bring lasting systemic improvement in homicides, in shootings, other violent crime, making sure that we're solving these crimes. There can be no greater priority for me as mayor, because it impacts absolutely every other issue.
Will you keep Superintendent Johnson in that role, or will you decide that after the election?
Look, what I've said is this. It's easy to pander to the crowd, as Tony Preckwinkle has done and said, off with his head. Mm-hmm. I think that's irresponsible. I've done a police superintendent search before. It's damn difficult. What I also say is, the police department needs to be focused on serving and protecting. It needs to start the work on the consent decree compliance, and it needs to, very soon, start putting together a plan to deal with summer violence. Given all those important things that the police department needs to be doing, making their leader and the leadership team lame ducks, to me, is irresponsible, and I'm not going to do that. You know, well, there'll be an appropriate time for us to have a conversation about his future, but that's not going to be now, and it's certainly not going to be until after we get past the summer.
A very fair answer. We're talking to Lori Lightfoot. She wants to be the next mayor of the city of Chicago. We're going to ask you to hold on 1 second, Lori, and we're going to come back and learn a little bit more about you, what you do on your downtime, not in the next 4 weeks, but what you like to do to relax.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you some of your favorite restaurants and places to go in the city of Chicago. So hold on 1 second.
All right.
It's Lori Lightfoot. We are so happy that she's joining us tonight. Again, we'll be back with Lori after this on 720 WGN. 825 720 WGN. We are talking to mayoral candidate Lori Lightfoot, who, according to a recent poll, especially brand new out today, is leading Tony Preckwinkle 58% to 32%, and said it's going to make you feel a little good. Again, can't put too much stock in polls, but it's a nice, comfortable lead as of right now. Lori, we had a couple of people wanting to know, first of all, you're a former federal prosecutor. You got a fantastic personality, but part of the job is wooing business to Chicago. Texter wanting to know if you're comfortable wooing businesses like Amazon and Google and keeping Chicago at the forefront of business and technology when it comes to bringing companies and jobs and businesses here.
Yeah, sure. I mean, look, we have to make sure that that this is a community that businesses want to continue to invest in. My approach that would be different than what we've experienced over the last 7 years is I'm going to ask those businesses to partner with us to help us take on some of the tough challenges that we have in our neighborhoods. But, of course, we need to continue to be a place where businesses want to invest. I spent a significant amount of my career as a senior equity partner in a major international law firm, working for Fortune 50 companies, working with CEOs, other C-suite executives on some of their toughest challenges. So I understand how business works. I understand, frankly, that they like a stable, predictable environment in which to work. And so we're going to do everything we can to keep growing our economy, growing our tax base. And I'm going to have a team that comes from that world and understands the importance and the necessity of continuing to bring businesses to Chicago.
I know it's important. I know you and your opponent, Tony Preckwinkle, have reached out to some of the candidates who were once your adversaries in this race, the Paul Vallises, the Gary Chicos, the Willie Wilsons, to try to get their support as well. And people keep going back to Willie Wilson saying that what he is going to say or who he's going to support is going to be very important. Is that important to you, and do you agree with that?
Well, look, I mean, Willie Wilson did obviously very, very well on Election Day. Mm-hmm. He built up an enormous infrastructure. He spent a lot of his own personal money. And really, he was speaking to, I think, a sense of urgency and also desperation in some of our communities who feel like they've been shut out from the halls of power. And he really tapped into that sentiment and messaging and did effectively well on Election Day. So, you know, I've reached out to all the candidates who ran because they love their city. Many of them had great ideas about how we can be much more innovative and I think productive in the way in which we make government much more effective and responsive to the communities that we are all supposed to be serving. And certainly, I'm going to continue in dialogue with folks, particularly those of us who were in the race before Rahm Emanuel withdrew. We spent a lot of time together, a lot of time. And we've had a familiarity I think collegiality that's important. And as I said, these are all people who love their city. And I don't believe in vilifying people that you ran against. We may have different policy ideas. We may have different perspectives on how to get from point A to point B. But as I said, these are good people who love their city, as do I.
As do you. And I know you're a Chicago resident. I'm curious, favorite places to go in the city of Chicago, if you have some, you're not going to have any downtime for the next 4 weeks or so, but on a typical week, you know, how do you chill? How do you relax? What are some of your favorite places to go and things to do?
Well, my spouse and I really love live music. And as you know, Chicago's got a number of great live music venues, small clubs. I think the last concert I saw was Macy Gray at City Winery.
Uh-huh.
I love Thalia Hall, Lincoln Hall, places like that. I really bring, I think, incredible live music talent. So to me, there's nothing better than listening to live music. I'm also a huge sports fan. So, you're going to see me watching my beloved White Sox. And I'm not a Cubs hater, so we get tickets there as well.
That's okay. We broadcast all the White Sox games, so you're in the right place.
Yeah. I've been a long-suffering Bears season ticket holder. So this year, of course, was great for me. It's been a long time, frankly, since I was in Soldier Field past October. And I'm really, really looking forward to the new version of the team being out on the field. As you can tell, I'm a big sports fan, so what I do to kind of clear my head is I've got ESPN, The Athletic, the Bleacher Report apps, and I'm constantly checking the box scores and checking the latest news in sports. So that's something that I do. And, you know, look, I always also relish the time I have to spend with my family. My daughter is very, very important to me. She just had her 11th birthday. And, you know, the commitment that we made as a family is that we were going to do everything we could to carve out time for ourselves every single week. That's what we've done consistently. So, you know, and, you know, I have a really, really great group of close friends who have been checking in with me on a regular basis and making sure that I'm grounded and have what I need to get through the tough and difficult times. So that's how I relax and have fun.
So I won't ask you till after the election if you'd rather see a White Sox World Series or a Bears Super Bowl.
Oh, man, that's a tough one. That's
I know,
a tough one.
Being a big sports fan.
I just want to see my White Sox be competitive.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to be greedy. I just want them to be competitive.
We do, too. Trust me. But you can say both. It's okay.
Well, both, of course.
All right. Very good.
I mean, yeah.
Very good. Hey, thank you so much. We appreciate it. I know this is a crazy busy time for you, but we'll hopefully touch base with you one more time before the election. And best of luck to you and to Tony Preckwinkle. And may the best candidate win. Thank you so much, Lori.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have
Bye-bye.
A great night. That's Lori Lightfoot. She is running for mayor of the city of Chicago. We so appreciate her time because this is crunch time. And again, they're going to be pounding the pavement, both of them, within the next 4 weeks or so. All right. More after this on 720 WGN.